The mass breeding of giant cuttlefish happens in only one place on Earth, the Upper Spencer Gulf in South Australia. University of Adelaide marine biologist Bronwyn Gillander says overfishing and proposed mining developments are putting the unique display and the future of the cuttlefish at risk.
It's an area there where they aggregate to breed, and it's the only known breeding aggregation of cuttlefish where you see the numbers that you find there in the world.
So what would the effect be of the expansion at Olympic Dam and the uranium mine that would subsequently need a desalination plant on the edge of the Spencer Gulf there?
Well, there's several potential areas for impact. The first relates to the construction of any proposed development, and I guess the second relates to any inputs that may potentially come into the Gulf. So with the proposed development, there's talk of or there would likely be desalinated water, so highly saline water going out into the Gulf there, right there where they aggregate to breed. That has potential to impact a number of different life history stages of cuttlefish. We've done some research that suggests that if that highly saline water comes back up into shallow waters, then there's potential to impact on the early life history stage, leading to reduced survival of the egg. I guess what makes cuttlefish so vulnerable is that they breed once and then die. So if those offspring don't survive, then we really will have some problems.
You think about dolphins and penguins and protecting them and the whales and things, but people don't seem to have such a place in their hearts for cuttlefish. What are some of the redeeming features of these animals?
I think you only need to go and snorkel on that breeding aggregation when the numbers are there, and when they're abundant there, there's about one per square metre. Just watch the way they move, watch the colours and the camouflage ability that they have, and you essentially fall in love with them. They're spectacular creatures just to watch. If this same phenomena that you see right there in relatively shallow water at Point Lowley occurred on land, it would have been protected years ago.
Bronwyn Gillander. Greens MLC Mark Parnell says state and federal marine sanctuary proposals have so far failed to commit to the protection of the Upper Spencer.
At present, the government's indicated that maybe a third of the area might be protected. What the Greens are saying is we want it all protected.
The federal government's been successful in listing a couple of areas along the Western Australian coast as World Heritage. If this is the only place in the world where giant cuttlefish are breeding, does this not require a World Heritage listing, or is it not quite there?
Well, certainly the values of this area are known to the locals, and it's known to the scientific community, but it's not that well known in the rest of Australia. There are some issues that would have to be resolved before the feds could step in. First of all, the giant Australian cuttlefish are not listed as endangered. If they were, then the feds could step in and demand their protection. And the next thing they need to do is actually ban the fishing of giant Australian cuttlefish. There are still people catching them, mainly for bait, which is really a remarkable thing, given how fantastic these creatures are. But this one small spot in the Upper Spencer Gulf is the only mass breeding aggregation. So I think that makes this a very important place to protect. We'll let the scientists do their calculations to work out whether the species is in fact endangered or in decline. If it is, then the federal government needs to take some responsibility. But I'm hopeful that the state government recognises the unique environmental asset that we have in South Australia, and that they do the right thing, protect the breeding grounds and all of those, and prevent further fishing of this species.